briefly describe the members of each of the major kinds of correlation regression questions. Notice that that's the beginning of all three of these. And you know what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you two of these, and you're going to have to answer one. You don't know which two, so you can run away from any one. Right? So if you really learn any two of these, you're relatively safe. But no matter which two you learn, you have to start with convincing me that you have those 12 things in your head. Okay? Because that's where it starts. We've got correlation. We've got correlated correlations. And we've got correlation across populations. The three bivariate questions we want to ask. We then have partial, multiple partial, semi-partial, and multiple semi-partial. The difference between the partials and the semi-partials is that in the partials we're controlling both of our two primary variables. In semi-partial, we're only controlling one of our two primary variables. In the multiples of each, we're controlling whatever we're controlling for two or more control variables. And notice it says, describe, not list. So tell me what a correlation is, asking if there's a linear relationship between two variables. Tell me what each of these is. Then we have a full model. Multiple regression. We have nested model comparisons. We have non-nested model comparisons. We have multiple regression across populations. And we have multiple regression across criterion variables. Those are the 12. Correlation, controlled correlation, and multiple correlation. Now question one says, and tell their interrelationships. Well, the interrelationships are that the correlation and the multiple regression are the bivariate and the multivariate version of each other. Make sense? A one predictor model versus a multiple predictor model. The correlated correlations is a bivariate version of either nested or non-nested model comparison. Instead of comparing one predictor to another predictor, we're comparing one model to another model. Correlation difference across populations is the same thing as a multiple regression model comparison across populations. So the first part of this is the relationship between essentially the bivariate and the multivariate version of the same question. The one that you don't want to leave out, oops, or get wrong, correlated correlations are also the same thing as a multiple regression across criteria. Because when we're comparing correlated correlations, we don't care if we're changing the predictor between the two or we're changing the criterion between the two. So if we think about correlated correlations where we change the predictor between the two, then it corresponds to nested or non-nested models. If we think about correlated correlations as changing the criterion variable between the two, then we're talking about the bivariate version of changing the criterion across two multiple regression models. Make sense? So there's this nice correspondence between the bivariate questions and the multivariate questions. Which means, anytime you're about to ask yourself one of these bivariate questions, try and figure out what the sexier, cooler multivariate version would be. Complexity sells. The semipartial and multiple semipartial line up with the examinations of the contribution of individual variables in a multiple regression. A semipartial carries the same information as a multiple regression weight. It tells you whether that variable is related to the criterion after controlling for the other variables in the model. If that model has only two predictors, then you're doing a semipartial. You're asking about one variable controlling for just the other. If that multiple regression has more than two predictors in it, then each regression weight corresponds to a multiple semipartial. You want to know if there's a relationship between that predictor and the criterion after controlling that predictor for all the other predictors in the model. And partials and multiple partials stand outside of the rest of the system in terms of there's nothing that they really correspond to. Because everything in multiple regression is control among the predictors and looking at the original criterion variable. Whereas in partials and multiple partials, you're controlling both the predictor and the criterion. And there just is no analog anywhere in multiple regression models. The intent of a multiple of partials and multiple partials is to turn a multivariate issue into a simple correlation. But there's not any sort of really good correspondence.